Acts chapter 6. Now, in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, remember, they baptized 3,000 in one day in Acts chapter 2, and then we've read that there were then 5,000 of them. When there were so many of them, then there arose a complaint amongst the Greek-speaking Jews against the Hebrew-speaking Jews, because their widows were neglected when the money was given out and the help was given out every day. We just read that they'd sold everything and they were helping out those who were poor. And there came this complaint that the widows who spoke Hebrew were getting more money than the, or more support than those who spoke Greek. So there's always problems. Whenever you try to help people, you always run into problems. That's not fair. She got more than she did. Well, the 12, that's the apostles, summoned all the disciples to them, and they said, "It's not fitting that we should stop teaching the word of God and instead handle finances. Therefore, brothers, choose from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty." Now, there are sometimes things that we have to just get on with, but it's better if we can focus above all on teaching God's word. And that's the example of the early church here. "Therefore, brothers," they said, "choose from among you 7 men of good reputation to do this work, but we will continue earnestly in prayer and in the service of the word." And the decision pleased all of them. So they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. A proselyte means that he was not a Jew, but he had become a Jew. And they set them before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands upon them. Now, so many times we keep reading about them praying. The 12 said that we don't want to give up time that we would spend praying in order to just get on with all this endless administration. And now again we read that they prayed for these 7 brothers that they'd appointed, and they laid their hands on them. So all the time, prayer, this is the great example and the great, let's say, characteristic of the early church. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Now, some of the priests even got baptized. Do you remember when Jesus cured the 10 lepers, he told them to go to the priests and make an offering? And he does this, he did this again with other people that he healed. He told them to go to the priest to make the offering for cleansing. So he was hoping that even the people who were his enemies would eventually be converted. And they were. Because now, sometime after he's been killed, basically by the priests and by the Sadducees and the Pharisees, now we find that some of them were repenting and being baptized. So we should never give up with anyone. We should never think that someone is just not interested. Because actually underneath, everybody is interested. You have to be if you're human, because you're going to die. And there's something about Jesus that is very attractive to everybody, even though they may deny it. Well, Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, arguing with Stephen, and they were not able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly encouraged men to say, "We heard this Stephen speak blasphemy against Moses and God." That is, that he said really bad things against God and Moses. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him, and dragged him into the council, and set up false witnesses, people who are going to tell lies, who said, "This man doesn't stop speaking blasphemous words against this holy place and the law."
just bring your hand back.
Now that's exactly what happened to Jesus. So as all this happened to Stephen, it was all so unfair, he would have thought, but this is just what happened to Jesus. And you'll find that in your lives, that when bad things happen, you realise that, but this happened to Jesus.
It's like people were deciding to steal something even they don't able to steal, like the police can catch too soon.
Well, yeah, it's like, what I mean is that it's like if somebody says something about you that's not true, and you even get in trouble for it, and you suffer for it. Well, in that moment, you know that this is what happened to Jesus. And Paul says that if we suffer with Jesus, we will also live with him. So when you're baptized, you go into the water, and that's like death with Jesus. You come up out of the water, and that's like resurrection. But it goes on throughout your life that you suffer with Jesus. And even now, the life of Jesus is lived through us. Everyone that sat in the council, looking very, very intently at Stephen, saw his face as if it had been the face of an angel. Now, in the Old Testament, Solomon says that a man's wisdom makes his face to shine. And we've read a couple of times here that Stephen was very wise. And that's perhaps why his face shone like that.